All right, we're back on Wyoming Sports Talk today, and he's back to the head coach of the Wyoming Cowgirls. So let me go to my notes here. We congratulated him on win 300, and now we're going to talk about some other stuff.
That's about all we got to say.
Yeah, and then boom, he was gone. Coach Legerski joins us once again. You know, Coach, what I was asking you before you dropped off was, you know, when you get a chance after it's all said and done, and you take a gander back at all of the Cowgirl teams that you'd coach and wins over the course of a year, and you know, obviously the one game that's going to stand out, that you know you're writing your memoirs, you know, the WNIT win before the Packed House at the AA obviously will stand out. But do you, as a coach, remember a handful of games right off the top of your head that were like, wow, these were the greatest things since sliced bread?
Yeah, Nick, I tell you what, we played a game just before that final against Kansas State, and the game went to triple overtime. And I think the biggest thing that stands out is that not only did we win the game, but there were 12,000 people in attendance. And the thing about 12,000 people is the roads were closed. And I remember going to the game, and there's some fan pulls up, and their car's just covered in ice. And I end up saying, I thought the roads were closed. And he just looked at me and he said, not for Wyoming fans, it's not. And that will stick with me for a long time, because people came far and wide to cheer on that WNIT team. And there were so many moments with that game. And as I tell the players, most of the time you don't remember a lot of games, but what you remember is people. And the opportunity I had to be around some great young individuals that really had an impact, not only in my life, but I think the life of a lot of Wyoming fans.
And again, those players that you've been around as well, too, impacting now other teams. Again, for one instance, at least here in town over at Cheyenne Central, again, as we know, one party that is over there that is also, too, taking place with LCCC women's basketball. But something I want to ask for you, Coach, is something that as we look forward to this season, again, as you sit 12-5 overall on a three-game winning streak, just looking at your roster, though, and this is something I talk with Pops across the way, as we're doing a lot of JUCO basketball around the area with LCCC. There's a lot of successful JUCO programs that have gotten international talent a part of their teams, and including you with the Wyoming Cowgirls. But what is it that international players bring to the table that kind of has you recruiting more and more from kind of the Europe region?
Well, I think the biggest thing is the style that I play. We like being able to spread the floor and find players that like to shoot the basketball from three. And when people ask me that question, usually what ends up happening is if you get a 6'1", 6'2" player in high school right now, you throw her in the post, and that's what you do, is you have a post player. And we're always talking about how much we need kids to be able to play and stretch the floor. And so that's something we look at. The other thing is I just think it gives us another opportunity where there's a few more players that want to take a look at Wyoming. And as I always tell everybody, the whole key is trying to find the best players you can that want to play for you. That's the biggest thing. We can all find very good players. The matter comes in, will they play for you? And that becomes the big deal.
Larry Perotti along with Nick Perotti and head coach of the Wyoming Cowgirls, Joe Legerski. Coach, you know, looking back on, and you got me again talking about wins, a very monumental win most recently in Fresno, California, whether it was Sullivan Arena or the Save Mart Arena. It's been a while that the Cowgirls picked up a win in Fresno, but it's one of the many rough games that you had in the month of January. I mean, you know, talk about kicking off the Mountain West Conference schedule. Wow, January was just a kick in the teeth for you.
It really was. I tell you what, we took a look at this, and, you know Boise's going to be good. You know New Mexico's going to be there. Utah State, when we played them, they were 4-1, and that became a challenge. And you know, you're always trying to find wins on the road, and we had Las Vegas. So here we get Boise, who's picked number one preseason. We get UNLV, who's picked number two preseason. That's who we open up with. before we're over in January, we're playing Boise State again. We go out and play Fresno. They're sitting at 6-1. I tell you, it just seemed like everybody we were facing either had one or zero losses in the month of January. And the teams that say were having a little tougher time, you were trying to face them on the road. And trying to find road wins is really difficult. I looked this past 3 weeks, and there were 15 games played, and 13 of the 15 home teams won. That just tells you how hard it is to win on the road.
Well, you know, and every time you have to lace them up, especially the Cowgirls, it's always a tough night. And it don't matter where they are in the standings. You have the Lady Falcons coming to the AA. But one thing I'm really liking with the Cowgirls, you are making the AA. The Cowgirls are making the AA one tough place to play. So watch out, Lady Falcons, as you come to Laramie.
Well, I tell you what, it's a great venue to play in, but I'm going to be honest, it's that we draw fans. And when you get 2,000 to 3,000 people in the building, boy, it makes the place electric. And our players feed off that. And so if I have to give some credit out there, it's to the people from Cheyenne that come over, the people in Laramie, throughout this whole area that really make a great atmosphere for the Wyoming Cowgirls to play in. And we just have a lot of fun playing at home. Air Force is much improved. They're about 500 in conference play. They're really putting a lot of pressure on people. So we're going to have to be at our best tomorrow. And then we go down and catch CSU on their home court. And we already talked about how difficult it is trying to find road wins. So, you know, we got through January, and as I told the team, there is no let up. You got to keep competing. And we've been able to do that all season long. And I think that's been a plus with this roster.
And again, it certainly shows 12-5 overall, 5-3 in the Mountain West Conference at this point in time. And again, we'll see the Air Force Lady Falcons coming up tomorrow there at the AA. Now, Coach, as you kind of alluded to us, and we've been discussing as well, too, you're on your way, if not already here in the capital city of Cheyenne. Any insight on why you're over here, a little recruiting trip? As we know, we got a few successful high school programs here with Central and East of what they've been doing in Class 4A. Also, too, with the LCCC Lady Golden Eagles as well. I mean, is there any insight of, you know, what's the trip for Cheyenne today?
Well, it's interesting. We've already been over to see East, Central, and LCCC. So we've been out recruiting this state, seeing everybody. Today's the day to come over and speak to some legislators. And so that's what I'm on my way over here for today, just to kind of get a chance to visit with some legislators, see what goes on in their world. I know they always like coming to our games. So I'm just returning the favor and showing up and seeing how all this process works.
Coaches, we're now in the month of February, and, of course, obviously we want to the Cowgirls, especially as we look ahead towards March Madness, but we want the Cowgirls to be at peak performance. How close are we right now, again, and obviously you know better than anybody, how close are we to that team putting all of the pieces together?
Well, I tell you what, we have been very competitive all year. I always say outside of one game, we didn't shoot the ball well in Logan, Utah against Utah State, but we still had a chance with 2-3 minutes to go. And I think that's the biggest thing we always ask our players is give me your best effort. You give me your best effort, I can live with the results, but let's make sure that we have a chance in the last 4 minutes. And I think we've done that more times than not this year. We've made a lot of big shots to beat Montana State, to beat Denver. We had to make plays in the last minute of the game. We've been able to do that, and that's something, when I look at it, Bailey Cotton's played well, Marta Gomez, Taylor Rusk, Clara Tapia hit a big shot out in Fresno with about a minute 20 to go. We're up 3. We can't get a basket to go. Our defense is well, playing well, and Clara hits this little 12-footer, and it just kind of took the pressure off of us. And so our strength has been the balance that we've shown this year, and that's been a big plus for this team. And then we have two freshmen that have really contributed, Carla Aravitz, Quinn Weideman. They have played so well this year. It's just something that's really probably made a difference in our play to see two freshmen really step up and contribute.
Final thought for me, Coach, and I know we got to let you go and get ready to speak before the Wyoming House and Senate. Just in your travels, again, even with your assistant coaches, as you have looked at the local talent and, you know, even on the JUCO side, are you liking what you're seeing with the basketball programs around our area?
You know, we really are. And, in fact, we've had two players that have already committed to us. They're signed. McKinley Bradshaw out of Lyman, Wyoming, and then Paige Powell, who is playing at Cody this year. Paige, for the first 3 years, was at encampment. Family moved to Cody, so she's had to step up and play at a very high level. But we've been out throughout the state. We're going to make some of the regional tournaments, and I've always said, I think Wyoming kids can play. We just got to give them a chance. And when I think about Cheyenne, I think about Hillary Carlson from Cheyenne Central, Megan McGuffey from Cheyenne East. That's two players played at a very high level for us. You take a look at Aubrey Vandeveer coming out of Laramie. We've had players. You go up to the Northwest with Fallon Lewis, Kayla Woodward, Jordan Kelly, Haley Legaki. We've had a number of Wyoming kids, and it still continues, and we're always looking for Wyoming players.
Well, Coach, we want to thank you so much for rejoining us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today, and we will hopefully catch up with you before the end of the regular season.
Guys, I appreciate it, and thanks for your patience. Now, we all know how you can drop a call driving in Wyoming, but it's how we live out here, and we get across this state, and thank you for your patience, and go Cowgirls.
All righty. Joe Legursky joining us here on Wyoming Sports Talk today. Nick, do we have some business that we can take care of?
Yeah.
All right. We'll be back after these words right here on 1480 KRA.